From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has taken up the latest North Korea missile test of what is believed to be a new intercontinental ballistic missile. Jeffrey Feltman is the UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs.
Mr. President, this is the 13th time the Council has met to discuss the DPRK in 2017. The DPRK's repeated nuclear and missile tests over the past 2 years have created great tension on the Korean Peninsula and beyond. This dynamic must be reversed.
U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley warned the North could be ultimately destroyed if a war breaks out.
The dictator of North Korea made a choice yesterday that brings the world closer to war, not farther from it. We have never sought war with North Korea, and still today, we do not seek it. If war does come, it will be because of continued acts of aggression like we witnessed yesterday.
She called on all nations to cut ties with Pyongyang. The U.S. has called on Beijing to cut off the North's oil supply. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert said new sanctions in the U.S. campaign to maximum pressure are under discussion.
Some of this information is just being pulled together at this time, but it would essentially include the right to interdict transporting goods to and from North Korea. That could be a major new pressure point that could help in this overall campaign.
She also indicated an international meeting will be held in Canada in January where so-called better ideas on dealing with North Korea will be discussed. The issue of slavery in Libya was front and center at the opening Wednesday of the 5th European Union-African Union Summit being held in Abidjan. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the recent video images of migrants sold in Libya call for quick action. While the summit's focused on education and investment, it's also trying to discourage migrants from attempting the treacherous journey to Europe across the Mediterranean. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency welcomed the decision taken by Libya to open a transit center for unaccompanied minors and others following reports slave traders were selling migrants at markets in the North African country. It will allow the transfer of thousands to third countries. The Vatican said the moral authority of Pope Francis is intact despite criticism from rights groups. He was not more forceful in denouncing the Myanmar government crackdown on Rohingya Muslims. Greg Burke is a Vatican spokesman.
I find it really hard to think that the moral authority of the Pope is somehow diminished. People are not expected to solve impossible problems, and the moral authority of the Pope stands.
Francis ended his four-day visit Thursday and will travel to Bangladesh, where he's expected to meet some of the more than 600,000 Rohingya Muslims who have fled a crackdown in Myanmar. Rival Palestinian factions Wednesday agreed to postpone the handover of control of Gaza from Hamas to Fatah by 10 days to December 10. Fatah official Fayez Abu Aita said the delay in the Egyptian-mediated agreement will allow for what he called a completion of arrangements. Both sides signed a reconciliation agreement in Cairo last month after Hamas agreed to hand over Gaza's administrative control to Fatah a decade after taking power. Disagreements over the fate of thousands of public employees, among other issues, have raised tensions. A committee of OPEC, the oil-producing cartel, has recommended production cuts to be carried over from April 1 to the end of 2018. The current production limit among the 24 oil-producing nations is capped at a daily output of 1.8 million barrels. The cap was reached last year when oil bottomed out at $30 a barrel. Currently, it's about $60 a barrel. A Vietnamese court Thursday upheld a 10-year jail sentence for prominent blogger Nguyen Ngoc Nu Kyun, known as Mother Mushroom. Convicted of publishing propaganda against the state, she gained notoriety for blogging about the environment and deaths in police custody. The U.S. Chargé d'Affaires said she was deeply troubled by the decision. Flights have resumed at the international airport on the Indonesian resort island of Bali after a nearly three-day shutdown following eruption of the nearby Mount Agung volcano. While the alert level remains at the highest, winds have shifted, blowing columns of volcanic ash away from the airport. Hundreds of flights were canceled, affecting tens of thousands of people. A system-wide scheduling malfunction has left thousands of American airline flights in December in jeopardy without pilots. The Allied Pilots Association said more than 15,000 flights during the peak holiday travel period beginning mid-December are affected. Reserve pilots and pilots offered overtime pay are being pressed into service in a bid to avoid having to cancel flights that could cost the carrier millions in lost revenue. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again today, so stay close and make sure you don't touch that dial. My first stop today is going to be the land of South Africa with Peggy in Giyathanda. And right after that, Ghana with Daddy Lumba in Akoma da Komaso. And then to Tanzania with Mike T in Demuwangu. But first, Giyathanda by Peggy of South Africa.
nisitokeze. Nimepata kimwana chata na ngozi, kinachofanya niwe kama nusu chizi. Jina Suzi, mimi mweusi, nikipata bamzuka kausi. Ameumbika mithili ya malaika, anajeshi mdoma na anasifika. Mnyakuibata, ana kidada, ni mcha Mungu akosi kwenye ibada. Toka siku nimesema nampenda, akwa wazi kwa kila anachotenda. Akasema kitu gana na kipenda, na kitu gana pendi mini na chotenda. Nikakubali sababu nina mjali, niko nae simati kila mahali. Na hindi kutoa kwenu mahali, uwe wangu wa shiba bila kula nikimtia machoni. Akini beep kidogo niko hewani, akini text pia niko hewani. Ninapata wasi, wasi moyoni. Namba yake Suzi kiwa not reachable. Analisi me mighty, yongeze bidi kwenye wangu sani. Besi zangu mistali mpaka fasi, iwe na mtazama kujenga yangu jami. Nijue nani wakweli nani rafiki, yupi tuko pamoja kwenye dhiki. Nihakikishe nilivyo sibadiliki, hata my prayer haters nisiwonyeshe chuki. Sawa mama, nimekubali, chochote nachotaka niko tayari. Kilichobaki sisi tumwombe Mungu siku kama siku leo.
Wango by Mike T of Tanzania. Before that, Akoma Dakoma So by Daddy Lumba of Ghana and Gia Tanda by Peggy of South Africa. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van here in Washington.
You don't have a problem, but if you have a problem, we got the solution. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned. I am Kate Turner from Enugu. I love African Beat on the Voice of America.
You don't have a problem, but if you really think you do, then we have the solution to your problem. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America, Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time, with me, David Van.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back. People not like people. This is the sound of K.O.K. from Sierra Leone. He's presently based in China. And right after that, Josie Chameleon in Niamey. But first, People Not Like People by K.O.K. of Sierra Leone.
For nothing.
For nothing.
Tell me why we make that for me.
That's so bad.
So Kuwa na mukasbui na mapema, ata watoto na wachapa. niamini, ninaomba niamini, naomba niamini, ninaomba niamini, naomba niamini, ninaomba niamini.
Toka zamani nimekuwa mimi,
naomba
niamini,
naomba niamini,
usinisaliti baby,
naomba niamini,
wewe ni pacha wangu,
naomba niamini.
Toka tangu nimekuwa mimi,
naomba
niamini.
Niamini by Josie Chameleon of Uganda and People Not Like People by KOK of Sierra Leone. This is the African beat on the Voice of America, the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. I'll be right back. Stay close.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
What does the modern African want to hear on the radio?
When I wake up,
I want to know what's happening.
I'm interested in news about Africa.
What's going on around the world?
The news of Africa.
Give me the latest sports news.
I need some music.
Music for Africa.
African music.
Yes.
News and music from Africa.
News and music for Africa 24/7.
Now the Voice of America brings you even more news and music of Africa. You can listen to VOA around the clock 24/7. 24/7. In Accra, Ghana on 98.1 FM. And in Nairobi, Kenya on 107.5 FM. Or anytime day.
Day or night,
anytime, over our website, www.voaafrica.com.
News and music from Africa.
African music.
News about Africa.
24 hours, 7 days a week.
24/7.
Yes, 24 hours, 7 days a week.
News and music from Africa.
News about Africa.
Yes, 24/7.
News and music for Africa, 24/7.
Now let me just bring you back to music. This time I take you to Nigeria with Faze in Kolomental. And right after that, Babe Come Back by Kinda Strongs of Cape Verde. And then to Fura by Saba of Somalia. And now let's take this one, Kolomental by Faze of Nigeria.
Oh, I'm on a mental kiss. Start to the grace. Now who they rock in this place? Kolomental. They go, that's no sense. Make it no make sense. Not the concept. for this place. Colomen, put the line on Canada.
African beats.
African
beats.
African
beats.
Gwendoline Fungu, and I'm just so excited to be here. You're listening to African Beat on Voice of America with David Fanti. Hey, don't you miss it for nothing.
Number
can be demality. So manda chuno la ulit mko eva enko minansa mo sambete maleti nimuye wakili keto city niye wakili keto city minansa mo sambete maleti yeah.
By Saba of Somalia. That one was specially for my friend Abdinasir Ali of Somalia. And before that, Babe Come Back by Kana Strong of Cape Verde and Colomental by FaZe of Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records for you. Stay tuned, I'll be right back.
This is the African Beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African Beat. It brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, coming to you Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. And right now, music from Burundi, Kidum in Abambuzi. And right after that, I Need Some Love by Grace Decker of Cameroon and Mulema by Kendo of the Equatorial Guinea. But first, Abambuzi from Burundi.
Homme d'affaires, Gango Youssouf Matoma, Yahya Hussein, Papa Grace, Charles Ogada, Digital Entertainment Promotion. Ah, c'est ça, Mama Kibido,
Morisoyano. Todie, todie.
Supamo ansa masi joro. Supama wisera. Kandi wachiwa mamoko. Itewa kensing no mogo samara. Itumwa kensing niki ababu. Jamarongo mesi. Inekta vizol sayang pitamuwa. Ugasigara widoga wichuza. Kwesi omenya kanura mushinga naye. Kanura mufasoni. Iisi si minyigise. Abantu bundi batifina. Abambuzi ntabara bafise. Abutera kensu titekwiye.
Abukunira ntabambuzi.
Papa grasa.
Wami maso mbuzi na mitunda jawe.
Kari ukinu.
Umera makabano jambo mokono razasi.
Winde.
Winde. Winde. Bambuzi.
Bambuzi. Bambuzi.
Winde. Winde. Bashura. Bashura. Bashura.
Mutko abiri yakuya.
Muse wigeru ya yata.
Mutko hawe ni mana.
Muse wigeru twanjwa twako.
Mumbiri sanchuti anje umukisho tangwa ni mana. Babambuzi basa kwishi na fukari baruse nyansu kibusa. Ulivyo rero roja mumu kono razusi. Ineka vizosa ya we nikute kukia kunye. Kanuramu singa na ye. Kanuramu fazoni. Iisi si minyigisi. Ananobo nima kifina. Babambuzi tavara wafise. Abutera kesho titekwe.
Aukulinda bambuzi.
Akati arete kawagasema.
Wame maso kusika mitunda jawe.
Kandi kabiri karatiko.
Mera makabalu jambo mokono razasi.
Era hezo mgibu za.
Wirinde, wirinda bambuzi.
Aho.
Wirinde, wirinda bashura, bashura.
Mulema by Kendo of Equatorial Guinea. Before that, I Need Some Love by Grace Decker of Cameroon. And Abambuzi by Kidum of Burundi. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Van Der Yen, Washington, saying bye-bye.